Hey, yo. In general, people who bully people do so because they either feel insecure or intimidated. But either way, it's their issue, not yours. That doesn't lessen the effect. An interesting quirk of human evolution and human behavior is that even if you don't like a person, being bullied by them or being ignored by them or being targeted by them or excluded, which is a form of bullying, still stings. It has to do with our evolution millions of years ago when we literally lived in clans and tribes and in the village. Our survival depended on whether we were accepted or not. So those genes are still present. They're vestiges of a bygone era, but they're still there. So even if you don't like a person, if they have contempt for you, it still will eat at you. It still bothers you. That being said, I've been going to the gym regularly for the past 14 years. I started going to the gym officially in 2010, even though I'd done a little work at home with my own little dumbbells and core ball and stretch bands and things like that, resistance bands. But officially, I got my first gym membership in 2010. One thing remains true other than the fact that working out is good for you, good for your body, good for your mind, good for your health, is that no matter what gym you're a member at, no matter what gym you go to, inevitably, you will run into a bully. In life in general, you're going to run into bullies, but just at a gym, it kind of lends itself to that because of, you know, testosterone, aggression, ego. I'm guilty of it myself. Some of it is just natural where you're really in the moment and just your natural testosterone is surging. So you may not be as considered as you would be. But notwithstanding, I'll use today's incident to kind of give advice on how to deal with gym bullies and bullies in general. Going back to what I said at the start of this podcast, people who bully people do so because they either feel A, insecure, or B, intimidated by you or something. If they're bullying you, more likely they feel intimidated by you. I used to think that when I was bullied by people, it's because they felt that I was weak, or they felt that, you know, at the gym, you know, maybe they, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, they must think I'm weak or I'm small. They're picking on me. They're targeting me, you know, walking around with their chest out, trying to intimidate me, trying to antagonize me, doing what I call hovering like a shark would do, walking back and forth with their chest out. And such an incident happened today where I was doing seated shoulder presses with the dumbbells, and this guy, white guy, not that it's important, just noticing detail, this white guy kind of was sort of walking back and forth. I caught him out the side of my eye looking at me here and there. Now, again, I'm a handsome guy, so I can't fault the guy for being smitten by my looks. But I went to go get a particular set of dumbbells to do lateral raises, 15 pounds. And I noticed he had walked over to where my bench was, my seat was. Maybe he was going for the weights that were in front of it. I don't know. But he looked like he thought I was done, and so he was waiting for that bench. But either way, I felt like he was hovering. I felt like he was trying to antagonize me. I don't know. But one of my principles and one of my rules of thumb is that if anybody acts that way around me, whether it's kind of oddly or suspiciously or just in a way where it just makes me a little uncomfortable, I'll always address them, whether it's I'll speak to them or maybe I'll ask them a question, just to break the ice, to let them know I'm present. So I asked the guy, I said, excuse me, are you waiting to use the bench? He said, oh, no, it's all you. And so then I decided to, you know, toy with him a little bit. Be a little sassy, with my comeback. I said, oh, okay, because I saw you looking at it. He didn't say anything. Okay. So I finished with that. I walked over. I was doing the chest press, seated chest press, and supersetting that with lateral raises. And I noticed that guy, he was walking back and forth. And I just, I don't know. To me, you know, whenever I'm in a place with hundreds of people, if I keep seeing the same person and I know I'm not looking for you, what that typically means to me, or what that says to me, is that you're trying to be seen by me for whatever reason. So in the case of a gym, in the case of gym bullies, sometimes when people, what I call the hover, they kind of hovering around you, walking back and pacing back and forth. To me, in some cases, it's an attempt to antagonize. It's an attempt to intimidate. For whatever, maybe he felt insecure. Maybe he felt small. I mean, I'm bigger than him. Not that it matters. Not that it even matters. But I'm bigger than the guy. I'm taller than the guy. I'm definitely bigger. Again, not important. But I've heard cases of people who have experienced something similar where, you know, guys, for whatever reason, they were minding their business and somebody was very aggressive with them out the blue for no reason, or trying to antagonize them, walking around them, bumping into them. And I used to think that shit just happened to me until I started watching YouTube videos of that happening to other people. But in either case, the guy paced back and forth in front of me a couple more times and he just kind of scooted off. And I'm sitting there kind of chuckling to myself like, that's fun. Funny. But I want to go on record officially to suggest a strategy for how to deal with people like him. And I'll admit, in my darker days when I was very insecure, in a bad place, I used to do dumb shit like that. So really, this is a reminder to me of why I stopped doing that and how to deal with people like that. Or in other words, like me, back in the day, when they try to intimidate you, walk in front of you, got the chest out, being trying to walk like they swole or whatever. The first thing you need to do is a psychology term called gray rock. And it's a term used when dealing with narcissists, in that people who are narcissists, narcs, they try to use certain people as their narcissistic supply. They want a reaction to justify their beliefs or their values or what they're looking to get. They're looking to get attention, even if it's a negative fix. So it's important that, just like when I address them in the form of a question. That's important too, but I'll get to that in a second. But regardless of what you do, always do it coyly. Always do it nonchalantly, without a lot of intensity in your reactions or your emotions, without any reaction. You can respond, but people who are on that level, they're looking for it. They don't care. They will sink the ship with them on it and you on it as well. People with very little to lose, so they don't care if they get you out your element. So that's number one. Gray rock them. Always be calm. If you say something to them, be calm when you say it. If you address them, be calm when you address them. The second thing that I suggest doing is to do just that, to confront them, especially if it's ongoing. In my case today, that interaction where it was kind of, I felt that odd tension energy, that lasted a good 10, 15 minutes. So, you know, I'm not going to be made to feel uncomfortable in my personal space, my personal circumference. So I said something. I asked him, oh, are you waiting to use the bench? That right there lets him know that I'm here and you will acknowledge me and you're not going to play with me. And that's all it took. And he can be huffy, mad, walk back and forth all he want with his little chest. I'm not going to call him a bird chest because, you know, I'm not going to hate he didn't have a bird chest. But with his little chest, you can do all that, but you heard from me and that's all that matters. So I would suggest that if it's something that's ongoing, you know, that lasted 10, 15, maybe even 20 minutes, or if it's something that happens repeatedly, you must address them. Ask them a question. Say something to them. Even speak to them. How you doing? Let them know that you're not there to play games. And I know it may seem counterintuitive to speak to someone who is attempting to bully you, but what it effectively does is disarm them. You announce your presence and you let them know by doing that, that you're not to be played with. You're somebody who is there and you will be reckoned with. That's why you do it. But remember, point one, do it nonchalantly. Gray Rockham, do it coyly. Do it without too much emotion, without emoting too much. And the third thing that I would do in this case is to just ignore them. Like once you've analyzed the situation, once you remain calm and coy, stoic, if you've decided to address them like I did, from that point on, ignore them. And I know sometimes that one of my issues is sometimes when I ignore people, I'm still annoyed by them. So in my mind, they can see that I'm annoyed, not necessarily. Especially if you're on your phone or you're lifting weights and you're putting all that aggression into the weights or your workout, your exercise. They don't know that you're a little bit bothered. Just ignore them. Pay them no mind. Pay them dirt. So just to summarize and to recap and review, the first thing you need to do is stay calm. Be coy, be stoic, gray rock them. Don't use too much emotion. That reinforces their negative fix that they're trying to get, and that just rewards their bad behavior, because it's bad behavior. That guy pacing back and forth, walking around trying to, I think people like him, whoever's like that, need to understand nobody's scared of anybody, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Nobody's scared of anybody. It's just more of an annoyance. It's like a mosquito that won't go away, right? So just stay calm, stay coy. Second thing is, if it's persistent or ongoing, repeated, you should address them, whether it's in the form of just speaking to them, asking them how they're doing. Hey, man, how's it going? Or asking them a question, like I asked them a question. Are you waiting to use the bench, sir? Oh, no, you got it. Okay, well, now if you want to be a little smart ass like me and throw that little piece in at the end, you can do that. I'm good at shit like that. I'm good at little smart remarks that can get under people's skin, especially people who try to play with me, and they deserve it. But if you want to just keep it professional, just ask a question or speak to them and keep it moving. And the third thing, again, is just to ignore them. They want to walk back and forth. They'll get tired eventually. When they're no longer getting that negative fix, they'll move on. You've spoken to them. You've paid them no more mind, no more attention. They're bored. They'll move on. All right? Bullies are very insecure. They're very fragile. They're intimidated by you. It's the opposite. Sometimes when you get bullied, you think that it's because you're weak or, oh, they're picking on me or they're targeting me because I'm weak. No, it's because you're strong. No one bothers a baby. Think about that. No one bullies an infant. People bully people who they perceive as strong. But that doesn't justify it. Remember those 3 points? Stay strong. God's got you. Hey, peace.